Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Queer.
Uh-huh. The people, when they use it nowadays, do they mean something different than when they used it when you were a child?
I don't think so. The word queer could mean, well, you're not, maybe you think they haven't got all their senses or not thinking right, something to that effect.
Mm-hmm. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Working hard?
If you had worked hard all day, you'd
be very tired.
Okay. What other ways are there of saying tired? What else?
pooped.
Okay. What about using wear out? You'd say you're...
I'm wore out. Wore out.
And if a person had been well, and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
I'm sure slow on answering your questions today. Run that by again.
You say, the last time I saw them, if they've got some disease now, maybe they're in the hospital, you'd say, well, the last time I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
Took sick or something to that effect, yeah.
And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and his eyes were running, you'd say he went out in the rain and he...
Caught a cold.
Okay. And if you do that, you have a...
Fever running, maybe fever, or just...
Or if something gets caught in your throat, you have to...
Cough, clear your throat, cough.
And if someone's got a cold and he can't talk right, he sounds a little bit...
Hoarse.
And if you usually went to bed at 10 o'clock or so, and one night you stayed up until 2 or 3 o'clock, by that time you might be feeling pretty...
Tired or sleepy.
And you say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to...
Get up.
Or when you open your eyes, you say that you... Would you say you rouse or you wake up or...
I think the common expression is I woke up. Okay. And that's not right, I know, but I woke up.
And you say, he's still sleeping, you better go in there and...
Wake him up.
Okay. And you'd say, it was so cold last night that the pipes...
Froze.
And...
Burst.
You'd say, I was going to wrap them, but they had already...
Frozen.
And the pipes had...
Burst.
And you say, if it gets much colder, the pipes might... If it gets very cold, the pipes are going to...
Well, they already burst. They can't do any more.
Or, talking about them doing that, you say, when it gets cold, you have to wrap them or the pipes will...
Burst.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say, last night we had a...
Freeze.
What if it's not quite as hard as that?
Not quite as cold as that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say? Oh, we had a close call.
Okay. And if there's just a thin coating of ice on the lake, you'd say, last night the lake...
Froze over.
Did you ever say it skimmed over or it scaled over?
No, we used the word frozen over, froze over.
Okay. And I might ask you, if you know a person, you say, well, I don't know him, but I...
Heard of it.
What about heard tell?
Could be used, but I don't, I wouldn't. I don't tell, I'd say I heard of it.
Okay. And